All right, let's lock it down. Talk some Pac-12 football. Another huge weekend is upon us. Tomorrow night in Seattle it starts. Our returning guest all over it. He's on Rip City Morning, 620 AM radio in Portland. And, of course, as an analyst on the Pac-12 Network, follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Coach N. Burton. We welcome back Nigel Burton. Coach, great to have you back in. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas, and I appreciate you giving me a little bit of leeway there. I got caught up there at PDX trying to fly out, and I appreciate you guys being patient with me.
No problem. Flexibility is our middle name, and we're glad you made it safely.
Yeah, landed. We didn't hit any mountains or trees.
No, so that's kind of the goal, especially here in the Northwest. Now, obviously, you played safety for the Huskies. You coached DBs at Portland State, Oregon State, been a coordinator. You're a defensive guy. You see Colorado come to Autzen, score 41 points. We saw 90 points in the Arizona State-Cal game. I mean, as opposed to maybe even 5 years ago when the Pac-12 was just expanding, how much more difficult is it now to prepare for the offenses you see in this league?
Well, I think the tough part is the fact that you've got, you know, so many teams that are running the spread offense, and what they're making your guys do defensively is not just execute their responsibilities, but also make tackles in space. You've got obviously great athletes, which the Pac-12's always had. I think, and then you got a little bit of rules, right? There's no more taking receivers' heads off, crossing the middle that made them timid to run across. Now you got guys who just operate knowing that they can't really be touched. And so when you have that whole mix of things, it makes it really difficult. Then finally you add in tempo, the way a lot of teams use tempo. And now you have to keep it so simple on defense just to get lined up, because teams are firing off plays every 15 seconds. I mean, it's created a nightmare for D coordinators on the West Coast.
Let's take a look at tomorrow. Stanford at your old stomping grounds, the defense. I guess less than stellar against the run at Arizona last week, but in the non-conference schedule against some lesser opponents, they were outstanding. What do you like about this group Pete Kwiatkowski and his staff have put together?
I think from top to bottom, you look at their football team defensively, and they've got stars from Elijah Qualls and some, they've got some young guys who are, stepping up and I think are going to be great NFL players on the D line. You've got linebackers, Azeem Victor, who might be one of the most ferocious linebackers in the country running around there. And then in the secondary, they've got the best and deepest secondary in the country. I mean, you start with Buda Baker, you can go to corners, you can go to their backup corners, you can go to their backup safeties. And they're so deep, they're so talented, they're ball hawks, they hit you, they don't make mistakes. Jimmy Lake is just coached like nobody's business. So, their Arizona game was a little bit of an anomaly. I mean, what they've figured out was running quarterbacks can give them some issues. And they need to make sure that they do a much better job staying in their lanes when they rush. And they were uncharacteristically made a few mistakes. And so I'm hoping that they get those things tied up here before this weekend.
Coach, Stanford figured to be probably the team to beat in league this year. They have not played an easy schedule, the Southern California schools, K-State. But the Cardinal defense has allowed like 3 total touchdowns. Do they excel in any particular area on defense, or are they just kind of fundamentally solid all over, and when you add it up, just tough to find areas to attack?
Yeah, I'd say yes to both those things, because they excel at the defensive line spot. I mean, they don't necessarily have to bring pressure to ruin your day. I mean, you look at Joey Alfieri coming off the edge. You got Solomon Thomas. I mean, they've got some guys who can wreak havoc without having to do too much. And then, the thing that's going to be interesting this weekend is with Quentin Meeks and his partner in crime on the other side there at the corner spot are both hurt. Is will UW be able to take advantage with their, they've got a good receiving core in the Pac-10, Pac-12, probably fourth or fifth best, just because it's such a deep conference in terms of wide receivers. But can they take advantage of the fact that you've got some guys who, have less experience back there in the secondary.
Let's get to Oregon. Couple of gut-wrenching losses. Nebraska, home against Colorado. And, of course, the Buffs had just four Pac-12 wins since they joined the league before last Saturday. No way around it. The defense last year was awful at times. Brady Hoke comes in, new scheme, new faces. They lose DeForest Buckner. Was it logical to think, look, they're not going to be exceptional. They still... their goal should be just to improve. What are you seeing there?
I would agree. I don't think that you can ask them to all of a sudden go from 0 to 60. I mean, they lost a lot of not just talent, but learning a new system. It's different and new. And I'm not sure how Brady went about it. I'd love to talk to him one time about, you know, when I made the transition when I was a D coordinator and a head coach from one system to another. I went from a 3-4 to 4-3 twice at Nevada and Portland State. I tried my best to keep the verbiage. If there was a line stunt that was the same as what I was going to ask them to do, I tried to keep the verbiage the same, as opposed to making them learn everything that I knew. And so I'm curious what they did there at Oregon, because there seems to be a lot of confusion. And there seems to be guys that either are doing their own thing or not sure what they're doing. And so even with the talent they have run around there, it's been some growing pains, to say the least.
We're talking with the coach, Nigel Burton, Pac-12 football analyst. Oregon will be in Pullman. Mike Leach was not pleased early in the season, the loss to Eastern, then Boise, close games. We know you're going to get Luke Falk in that air raid, and they've run a little bit more in recent years. If you're game planning against this Coug offense, what's coming? What would be your main focus?
I would say the running game, shockingly enough. If you look at their game last year, Washington State went into Autzen. And if you take the sacks away, they averaged 10 yards a carry running the football. So they were actually able to stay balanced and not just wing it all day. And I think that's what really hurt Oregon, is playing for the pass, playing for the pass. Next year you're getting gutted for the run. And they were just – it just was an onslaught that was too difficult to slow down. So – I think you have to go about it the same way you do most opponents. Stop the run, make them truly one-dimensional, and then try to either tee off with blitzes or get pressure with four, play coverage. You can mix it up a little bit there, and I think that would be how I'd go about trying to slow them down.
Now, I want to move to Utah. When they joined the Pac-12, obviously it was from a non-power league. It took a couple of years before they had success in this conference. Last 2 years, they've won six games, beat USC last week. Like you, obviously, you know Coach Whittingham, a defensive coach. They've got experience. All but, I think, two starters are upperclassmen. How good is this unit, and how legit do you think they are as far as a shot to win the South?
Well, I think Sac Lake City is still back in effect. I mean, you watch how they played against USC. They weren't intimidated by USC in any way, shape, or form. I love the moxie. I know we want to talk defense, but I love the moxie that Troy Williams has at quarterback. And I mean, you're talking about a game-winning drive, national television against his home team. Growing up, his favorite team was USC.
Right.
And he proceeds to move down the line of scrimmage, move down the field, attacking the strength of the USC defense, their corners. I mean, he went after Adoree Jackson and Amon Marshall. I mean, he was like, you know what, forget this, here we go. And so I think that really speaks to the confidence they have in him and the confidence they have there in Salt Lake City. So, yeah, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the South, because they play great defense, and if Troy Williams continues to grow, you better look out if you're – well, yeah, you don't even say USC anymore, because they took care of them. If you're UCLA, Arizona State, any of those other teams in the South.
Yeah, that was a memorable drive. You know, 93 yards to beat USC, I guess, doesn't happen every day.
No.
Final thought for Coach Burton. I'm talking about USC. Man, when you looked at their schedule to start the season, Alabama at Stanford, at Utah, but they lost them all. I mean, here we are. It's not even October. They're 1-3, 0-2 in league, and they still have to go to Tucson, Seattle, and UCLA. Where do you see how much they've struggled? And a little bit of sense the heat's on the coach a little bit to turn it around?
Well, you can have all of the 6'4" wide receivers and the 6'3" corners that bench press trucks all you want to. And if you struggle at the lines, you're not going to win a lot of football games. And right now, they were a mess early on in the season at the offensive line spot. They've gotten a little better. Really thought they played much better in their last game. But still, you know, they just struggled so much offensive line-wise protecting Max Brown. You know, I know they switched quarterbacks, but, you know, I kind of looked at it. I was like, man, I mean, I don't know how much you can put on Max if he's running for his life every play.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then they continue to have injuries at the offensive line spot. So it was pretty unfortunate. You know, if they can fix that, they've got the guys still to do some damage in this league.
All righty. Coach, I'm glad you arrived at your destination. We appreciate your insight. Catch up with the coach as an analyst on the Pac-12 Network. You can follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at Coach Burton. You travel safe. Enjoy the weekend, and we hope to catch up with you again later in the season.
Hey, thanks so much. And once again, thanks for the flexibility, and have a great time watching games this weekend.
All right, you got it, Coach.